life. A time of testing. You know, those areas where, man, it's drudgery. It gets deep. That's a good place to mark. This is where I need to dig a well. You know, when he's deeper in the valley, you don't got to dig quite as deep. I thought about myself, to be honest, an example. What's an area of my life? That's a valley I could mark to dig for a well. Thought of the first thing that came to mind. The idea for several years now, I've desired a relationship. I want to get married. I want to have a family someday. That's been a time of testing for me, the Lord has used in my life. Waiting, not knowing what his plan is. A trial, a valley, as it were. But I could mark, you know, that's an area where I need to go deeper, where I need to dig a well. That area of my life. Finding a place to dig a well. And I find one more example in here of how to pick a place to dig a well. And that's found in verse 24 and 25. The Lord appeared to him, Isaac, the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Here's another way to find a place to dig a well, where God reveals himself and speaks to you. That's where you want to dig. In fact, that's where you want to pitch your tent and live. That's where you want to build an altar and sacrifice to the Lord. And that's especially where you want to dig a well. And you think of areas where God is speaking and pointing and ministering to you. Maybe as you read the Word, it seems like yet oftentimes as you read the Bible in your own personal devotions, it seems to be referring to a specific area of your life. God speaking and pointing to a specific place to dig a well. Maybe when you go to church or you turn on the radio, it seems to oftentimes go back to that specific area, that specific thing. Well, mark it. That's a good place to dig a well. Not, again, I thought about my own personal life. I could think of a lot of things. But to mention a couple. The Lord's been speaking to me in past months a lot about the mind. Thoughts. Not to entertain thoughts that are driven by pride or lust. And how the little things, the Lord's been speaking to me lately. The little things matter. So that would be an area to mark. You know, I think of, you know how in construction workers, they'll take paint and they'll tag a sidewalk square or a tree or something. I think, you know, tagging that area to dig a well right there. That's the area God's pointing at. Different areas to dig wells. And I hope you've got a long list in your mind now. A lot of different ways to think of areas. And make a mental note or even make an actual note. Somewhere where I need to dig a well. The right place to start digging. Now that we got some areas picked out, and I trust we all can think of some, what do we do? How do we dig the well? Again, this isn't literal digging. How do you dig a well spiritually? Well, you think about the idea of going deeper in those areas of my life. I lack. I need to go farther, closer to the Lord. I need to get deeper. And the idea of digging the well, digging deeper, the Webster's Dictionary defines digging as turning over or removing earth or sand or material. You see, you find that area where you're marking, I got to dig a well here. And you realize in that area of your life, there's obstacles. There's something in the way of you going deeper. There's dirt there between you and the water. And you begin to remove the obstacles. The Bible says in Ephesians that let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Maybe some of those things are in your way. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us. These things that are holding us back, that are between us and the well, these obstacles, earth, the things of this world sometimes get in the way. To root out, to remove the obstacles, the dirt, the junk in that area of our life. So again, try to be, from where I'm at, my perspective, honest. I think about, okay, I had three areas I picked out. Think about the first one, the area of love, loving in a difficult situation. What's the obstacle? What keeps me from loving in those difficult situations? Well, I see there's a lot of pride. There's that desire to be right and to prove myself right. There's these desires to prove them wrong. That doesn't want anyone to get away with something that I see wrong against me or someone I like. And these are things that are in the way of me going deeper, of having that love that I see others have achieved too. The area of maybe waiting on a mate. What's the obstacle? What's between me and going deeper? Maybe mistrust. Maybe I'm not totally trusting God's hand and God's will and purpose. Maybe a desire to force God's hand in the timing department. I think we need to hurry this along. We got our areas and we identify the dirt, the obstacle, and we seek to, with the Lord's help, remove it, get rid of it. In the area of the mind, or in the little things in my life, what is it that's keeping me from having a well there, that's keeping me from going deeper? Again, I see my pride, my lust. Maybe thoughts that I've entertained in the past that come natural, patterns. You know, these are the things that we remove in order to go deeper, to dig at the well. Marking our place. This is where I need to go deeper. This is where I believe the Lord is pointing, desiring me to dig and go deeper with Him. And then we begin to dig. We remove. Digging wells is a difficult process. We see here in this chapter that there was a lot of quarreling surrounded with digging wells. That there was it wasn't all easy, didn't come easy. Took a while before they got to the running water. And it's going to take time. As we start to dig, we can get discouraged easy. I didn't know there was this much dirt here. Man, I got a lot of junk in the way of this area of my life. And we give up. We throw the picks and the shovels down and forget it. But those that patiently persevere and continue to dig and dig and dig. You know, Isaac dug the one well, he dug the second well, finally dug the third well, and then he was able to draw water from it. Those that persevere have success, get to have working wells. So we found where, we talked about how. Now, another little point, with whom. Notice in verse 18 of the chapter, in the first part it says, Isaac dug again the wells of water. So it's Isaac dug the wells. But then you look at verse 19. Also, Isaac's servants dug. So you get the idea that Isaac is digging, but he's not digging by himself. There's a group. His servants are also digging. And from this, answering the question, with whom do we dig? As we seek to mark out areas of our life and we put our hands to the shovel and we start digging, we want to dig wells. I think one thing important to realize is you can't dig wells all by yourself. You can't dig wells in darkness. And this is so maybe more common for guys, I don't know. Okay, this is an area, I'm not going to tell anybody about this. I'm going to do this by myself, kind of on the side, and we'll make some success. That's not the model that God gives us. The Bible teaches us to walk in the light. A scripture that the Lord's used in my life is James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. See, when you're digging wells and it gets hard, you need help. And one of the biggest helps is the prayers of your brothers and sisters. So we can dig together. Also, you say, man, I'm digging in this area of my life. I feel like the Lord wants me. And hey, man, I want to dig in that area too. Well, I need help in that area too. Let's dig together. Let's help each other. So here we have Isaac and his servants collectively digging. Oh, things go faster that way. And you get farther when you dig together. Also, as we answer the question, with whom do we dig? Notice at the end of the chapter, we read verses 31 and 32. It says, then they arose. Quickly, background, this is after the digging of the wells, some of the wells. Abimelech and his commander and his friend came to Isaac to make a covenant. And it says in verse 31, then they arose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass that same day that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they had dug and said, we have found water. Chris made this point Wednesday that it wasn't until after the covenant and the peace that the water came in this well. And I find this throughout Scripture and in my life personally, that the success we have in digging deeper in spiritual things is very much directly connected with our relationship with others. So we can't say, I'm going to dig deep, I'm going to get into the Lord, and neglect the people around us. Blow them off. Don't resolve issues. Fail to forgive and resolve our relationship with people. It's when Isaac made peace with Abimelech, the water started flowing. Hey, this well's working now. The Bible says in 1 John, how can one say that he loves God whom he can't see if he doesn't love his brother who he does see? He says, he who loves God must also love his brother. You cannot disconnect the two. You cannot treat people bad and not work on your relationship with people and expect to dig deeper in your relationship with Christ. The two are connected. Jesus said, as you have done to the least of these, you've done to me. There's a connection with the two. So, as we dig, we need to include others. We need to be honest and ask for help and help one another, and we need to face the relation problems before us. Scripture I heard quoted on the radio this week, as is possible with you, live peaceably with all men. You know, we can't resolve all the problems, but we can't hold out on our end and expect to have success in digging wells. So we do our best to reach out and not only dig deeper in our relationship with the Lord, but dig deeper in resolving our relationships with others. Connected, the two. So, we talked about where we dig, we talked about how to dig, we talked about with whom we dig with. Now, what are we digging for? We're doing all this digging and removing obstacles. What's the point? What are we looking for? We're digging for water, right? There's a scripture in 1 Peter that talks about false teachers. And Peter says they're like wells without water. You see, a well is a means to an end. The reason why we're digging for a well is to get to the water. Wells are to draw water. And that's what we're digging for. That's what digging a well is, spiritually. What is water? Water is that which cleanses. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:26 that the Lord cleanses her, the church, with the washing of water by the word. So you have these areas that you've marked. You're trying to remove the obstacles. You're digging deeper with others. And then you come to the point where you start to be cleansed in that area. You're washed. You're clean. Water is also that which satisfies. Oh, when you're thirsty. Oh, it's good to have a glass of water. It quenches your thirst and satisfies. And in those areas, as you dig, you attain to that satisfaction, that fulfillment. This is it. This is what's supposed to be in my life. This is how it's supposed to look. This is right. I bear witness. This is right. Water is that which satisfies. And then also, water is that which gives life. Jesus with the Samaritan woman, the passage of the woman at the well. He asked for water. He said, but if you knew who it was asking for water, you would have asked me, and I would have given you living water, and you would have never thirsted again. Those who I give living water, out of their innermost being flows forth fountains of living water. Water that gives life. We're digging in this area, and then we get it. We get the running water, and it brings life, new life in that area of our life. Jesus is a representation of water. He fills that area of our life. makes the difference, fills the gap. His strength is made perfect in our weakness when we dig far enough and we get water. We dig for water, and water makes all the difference. And the idea too, you know, Isaac dug the well, and eventually he got wells that worked, and he'd draw from that time and time again. It was a working well for years. And how we know when we got it, when we dug through, we get water, our life is changed in that area. And where there was a big pile of junk, there's running water. We can now go back and see that God is flowing. Notice in verse 19, and also Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. You know, we don't dig and find a little pool of stagnant water that satisfies us for a little while, and then we got to dig further. No, when we break the ground to the water, the living water of Jesus, it's flowing, it's running, it's never ending. It comes from a never ending supply. From your innermost being will flow forth fountains of running water. Oh, sounds inviting, man! I want to successfully dig some wells in my life spiritually. This is where it's at. If there's areas where there's hard ground and there's obstacles, and you're saying if we persist, we can break that ground, and where there was junk, there can be God's life-giving water to cleanse me, satisfy me, and transform me. That's exciting, and it's true, and it's biblical. And He can help. One more point. When do we know we did it, and we did it right? Look at verse 22. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it, so he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." See, this well was going to work. And he knew it, and he said, the Rehoboth means spacious or room for us all, but he says, "The Lord has made room for us all." Yeah, you're digging in an area, you're going to know when you hit water, because you're going to be like, God did it. God did it. It's done. He made room. He changed it. He brought water. It's not going to be, if you're digging in an area and you come to this conclusion, I did it. Something might be wrong now. I did it. I dug deep enough. I know how to do it. You know, we can't bring life to ourselves. We can't bring about the source of cleansing and satisfaction and new life. We can't. But we give effort. We dig. We cry out for help. And by His grace and mercy, something happens. Something changes. Something starts flowing. He does it for us. So, I would encourage you, this is a very practical, hands-on message. I've been tried to be practical and honest about myself. These are areas that I need to dig deeper. I want to dig wells. I want to have victory. I want things to change. I want His water, His living water, to flow in these areas. And I pray that you would, that the Lord would lead you, and you would mark out areas that you would be encouraged to go deeper. That you would be inspired that God can change your life in different areas. He wants to. He never wants to stop changing our lives. And that you'd get to work. And that you'd dig where He leads, where it's hard, where you see others have found success. That you would dig by removing the junk and the obstacle, whatever it is in the way. That you would dig along with us together. Be honest. Be real. Ask for help. Offer help. Dig together. And if there's a relationship or a relational issue that the Lord's pointing to, resolve that. And it may bring success in your endeavors to going deeper with the Lord. I pray that you would strike water, and the Lord would cleanse you and satisfy you and bring life to areas of your life, even this week as you dig. I know He does. He's real. This stuff works. It's God. Conclusion. Again, we mentioned it's hard. Don't give up. Be perseverant. We noticed that how he was digging wells that have been stopped up. Someone put earth back in the well. So well, sometimes need to be maintained. Sometimes we've had victory in our lives in some areas, and yet we need to go back and remove that which has been added to it, that which has distorted the victory that God has given us. I'd like to read just a couple verses in closing. We're talking about this stuff. I did a study on wells and digging and deeper and all this stuff in Scripture. And there's not many times does it talk about wells in the New Testament. Now, John chapter 4, where Jesus speaks to the woman at the well, is one of them. I looked at that Greek word for well, and it's translated other. It's translated other into fountain, in other words, in the New Testament. And I found a couple in Revelation that I thought were real encouraging and interesting. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 17, or chapter 7, verse 17, "For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." You see, in eternity in heaven, these ideas of wells, it's going to be a little like a well, except we won't have to draw for the water or dig. They're going to be flowing fountains, bursting forth with living water. Him being poured into our lives for all of eternity. And there's one more verse similar in Revelation 21, 6. And he said, it is 6. He said, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts." This is our end. The Bible does this a lot. It shows us the end, and the end is so wonderful. But it helps us because we know the intended end. Here we are digging, and it's difficult. It's hard. It's hard ground. We think, I'm never going to get through this. There's never going to be water coming out of this hole. Never. But then God tells us, water's going to come out of every hole in the end. It's going to flow forth. This is my intended end. So we know the direction we're going. We know that there's going to be victory in the future for His children. That there can be victory for you in that area that you're digging. Because we see the end. In the end, everyone who thirsts will be given freely from the fountains of living water, life. That's God's heart, and it can start now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, humbly aware of many areas of our life where we're shallow spiritually, where we lack, where there's things in our way. We have dirt and junk in our life. And Lord, we want to go deeper. We want to dig wells. We want more water, more of you in us. Help us, Lord. Encourage us, inspire us, give us renewed hope that you can change us. Show us where to start. May we get busy digging. May we do our part and be diligent and give you our best effort, knowing that you will accomplish your work to those that give you opportunity. Lord, we open ourselves up to you. We pray that you would bring victory in our lives. We need you, and we want you. We pray for miracles. We pray that you would cleanse us and satisfy us, transform us, and give us new life. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.